You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Number two.
Yes.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I want to come back and start the hour making amends, calling myself out when I got something wrong. And I did earlier this week. I mean, it was live on video as well. I went nuts about it. And that was at you, Mr. King. You brought up things about Adrian Peterson, saying, throw a trade out there. You never know what can happen. And I thought it was just... Listen, a little ridiculous, some of the trades you have proposed. My BFF, Frank Stanfield, you can hear him on the Fantasy Football BFFs coming up a little bit later on today, texted me last night. He's like, well, traded Adrian Peterson away today. Oh, what did you trade AP for? Non-PPR league, traded AP away for Brandon Cooks. And I was just like,
wow.
I was like, are you kidding me? I go, I guess. My literal first thought was, I guess Scott was right. You aim high and you see what you can do, and you never know how desperate someone is. Now, Florio is also in this league, and the trade was actually with Florio's roommate.
Florio's in the Kiss League, too?
Yes.
Wow.
So Florio was also in this league, and basically he had said that his roommate told him he had really been struggling at the RB2 position, had wide receiver depth. Made the move.
Yeah, like people will still look at the name Adrian Peterson. And, you know, Jake was talking about it in his column this morning on rotoexperts.com. You never know what kind of crazy trades you might see. You know, at this table, we say we wouldn't do that, and we recommend our listeners and our viewers not to do that. But there are there's just so many people out there that play fantasy football. What, 60 million? You're going to get so many different thought processes. Everybody's going to view, a lot of people are going to view players differently than we view it or how we advise people to do it. And when we advise people to do it, it gives them the opportunity to take advantage of those who might think differently.
Yeah, you know, the Adrian Peterson, I don't know so much, Scotty, that it's even the name. I think it's the quantity.
The need. It could always be something different.
I think it's the quantity of carries. Since AP joined Arizona, nobody has more carries in the NFL than Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, it could be any number of reasons. And with a lot of people, it can be the name. You always have to throw it out there and, you know, see fit. You know, trading is like going fishing. You know, you just never know what you're going to catch.
The one thing...
You like that one, huh?
That was like a Gumpism. The one thing you have to like about Peterson is the fact that it's Drew Stanton at quarterback. So yeah. The volume is not going away.
No, the volume is not going to change. The matchups aren't always easy. Of course, Thursday night football, you have Arizona versus Seattle, not a great spot.
Yeah, I guess like he was saying, you know, like trading's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
He just said
he wasn't going to stop. No, he wasn't going to stop.
I wasn't trying to cue that up, though.
Shut up,
I didn't ask you.
I feel like we should. You know, people didn't like the first one, so I had to come back with the second one.
The Funkhouse is good, though.
It's a great Funkhouse.
Yeah.
It's a great Funkhouse. All right, gentlemen, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll live on YouTube to turn those cameras on. And I want to talk about Devontae Parker, Jay Cutler, and what we think of him going forward. It's the Roto Experts at NFC Sports Radio Network, presented by DX Racer.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyrotor.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Hello, YouTube! We are the Roto Experts. This is the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. That is the King, Scott Angle. And of course, across from me, it's Wall Street, Matt Modica. Appreciate you checking us out. And we wanted to talk about a player that, from my estimation, looked really, really good this past weekend, and that's DeVante Parker, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. Parker seemed almost like the missing link in an offense that had really been struggling, not just without their quarterback, because, you know, Jay Cutler has been terrible also, but DeVante Parker stretched the field, he made plays, he looked really good. So I want to talk about his value going forward. DeVante Parker has always been the guy in Miami, in fantasy drafts, that everybody expects to break out. A guy that always goes a round or two before he should go because of what people can expect. The expectations are always quite high. So, going forward, that's what we have to talk about. And I begin with DeVante Parker here. So, my question for you gentlemen is, DeVante Parker or Jarvis Landry?
In the PPR, I'm still going to stay with Jarvis Landry. Landry's just getting it done week in, week out. Look, Parker in four out of his five games has at least eight targets. And look, he hasn't put up a 100-yard game yet this season, only one touchdown. But Cutler does like him, and he's a guy that I definitely want. But, I mean, Jarvis Landry just churns it out. And he's got, what, four touchdowns on the season?
I'm not sure the exact number, but
yeah, I think
right.
So. I would continue to. I like Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry is a wide receiver one moving forward, especially in the PPR.
Yeah, I like Landry. My rest of season ranks right now on rotoexperts.com, which are available right now. I have Landry as a top six guy.
Wow.
You know, Parker's top 20 to me. You know, but the thing with Parker is he doesn't stay healthy. And I feel like, you know, Landry is just so darn dependable every week. Like, not only are you getting catches, you're getting touchdowns, things you haven't seen in the past. I said before the season that you might see Jarvis Landry morph into a different kind of receiver here, and now he's scoring touchdowns, so he is. You want to see more yardage from Landry, but the floor is so good every week.
You know, it's interesting. Jarvis Landry, a top six wide receiver, he's always been the guy that we leave out there in drafts because we think, listen, he's not going to score touchdowns. Jay Cutler, Adam Gase, they want to throw at DeVante Parker.
He's just not sexy.
Not sexy at all. And especially PPR leagues, all he does is the same thing he does every single
last
year.
Last 4 years, I think he has
most catches in the NFL. Correct.
So. Yeah.
And he's going to be a free agent this year, and Miami doesn't want him. So he's going to make himself a lot of money somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of people say, well, he's replaceable and all that. Look, when you consistently get it done, you can't overlook that. And that helps. What he's able to do for a quarterback is, in my opinion, priceless.
Yeah, if somebody's saying that Jarvis Landry is replaceable,
yep,
it's like because they're not putting him on the level of a superstar wide receiver. That, you know, I think people who like really, you know, watch the game intensely, like the people at this table, know what his value is, and they see what his value is. It's just like you look at him, okay, boring chain mover. You know, it's like, you know, that's kind of like an average sort of observation. You know, if you really know the game, you know how, like Matt said, you know, he's much more than replaceable. He's very important to that football team, and he's going to end up very important to anywhere he signs, and he's very important to a fantasy team. I think he's not sexy because you lock him in and you can rely on those numbers every single week.
Yeah, I saw an interview with him. I don't know if it was on the pregames or if it was on NFL Network this week. And, I mean, he does not lack confidence, and I think he's looking to get recognized for what he's doing, and he really should.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scott does it at rotoexperts.com. He's in season ranks. Jarvis Landry, a top 10 wide receiver here going forward. But the conversation is about DeVante Parker. Mm-hmm. So now that everyone chose Landry over Parker, let's continue on. Let's go to one of your favorite players in the NFL, Matt. Let's go to Stephon Diggs. Would you rather have Stephon Diggs, DeVante Parker? Well,
funny that you asked that. I made a trade with Adam Ronis yesterday.
Shout out to Adam Ronis.
Shout out to Ronis in the GST League. Where I pretty much, the trade was centered on Parker for Diggs with a couple other pieces in there. But I'm going to take Stephon Diggs. I think Diggs was showing the breakout early on that he's one of the top receivers in the game.
Both these guys are health concerns, but to me, Diggs is like a slam dunk wide receiver one when he's healthy. I have him ranked eighth. To me, it's easily Diggs.
Oh, man. When they're healthy, you got to go Diggs. I agree. It has to be Diggs when he's healthy. Diggs is just such an excellent wide receiver. He gets a big share of that volume. I like that offense a lot. I got to go Diggs.
Here's my question with Stephon Diggs. And maybe it's like this recency bias. But it feels like, I don't even know if this is the case, feels like Stephon Diggs has barely played this year. And like, I don't know if that's the case, because he's actually played in six games.
I know,
but
why,
it feels like he has barely played.
I know why you feel that way, because he blew up so much early and looks just like a top five fantasy wide receiver early, but then he got hurt, and then he had a quiet game when he returned from the injury. So that's why you feel like recently he hasn't. But easily, even against Washington this week, even if he draws Josh Norman, you know, he could show us that he's Stephon Diggs again. That's the thing with Stephon Diggs. When he's not healthy, you kind of feel like something's been robbed from you.
So I think there is legitimate quarterback concerns with Stephon Diggs in Minnesota. I think with Sam Bradford, it was just like this connection. It was real. It was awesome. With Case Keenum, we saw it against Tampa Bay. He was obviously a very, very weak secondary. We talked about that earlier in the show, how you want to start guys against Tampa Bay, like a Robbie Anderson here this week. Other than that, yeah, you had a nice game against Detroit. But against Chicago, I guess he got hurt. Against Cleveland, he did nothing. I think there's a legitimate...
How many good games have he had on his game log?
He's got three.
He's got three out of six.
And you say that Bradford only played one game.
Yes. Yeah. Bradford played the first game against New Orleans, but he was amazing. And I explained the other two. Tampa Bay, I mean, he went bonkers.
Right.
100%. That's real. Detroit, he had a nice game, and the next two were not so good. I mean, one for four, four for
four. Yeah, that last game in London, he was coming back. We don't know if he was 100% there. I'm hoping that
the one for four, did he get hurt that game?
Is where we're going to get the real digs.
He got hurt, but I think he played the whole game. He got hurt, but he wound up playing that whole game and then eventually didn't play the next week or so.
He might have not been himself.
Maybe not, but that's a problem with Stephon Diggs. So I'm really interested to see against Washington, especially if he gets matched up with Josh Norman. I'm interested this week to see what Stephon Diggs provides.
I'm hoping he's a guy that's going to carry me for the rest of the season here. Yeah. I invested a lot in Diggs. We've seen glimpses of the talent this year. We saw the breakout pretty much happen last year. He caught like 84 balls or something. So, look, it's going to be on him to, you know, he had the bye now. So hopefully it's full speed ahead.
Yeah, the comparisons to Antonio Brown, we heard him, you know, it's as early as last year. You know, I just don't think this guy loses it because he was hurt, you know, at this point. You know, eventually if it keeps happening over, you know, throughout his career, it may catch up with him, but I don't think he's at that point yet.
All right, would you rather have Devontae Parker or the newest toy in Buffalo, Matt, Kelvin Benjamin?
Oh, give me Devontae Parker.
Okay.
I think Devontae Parker's better. Look, I don't know how Kelvin Benjamin... Look, they don't have receivers, so he should see a ton of targets, and he is a good end zone weapon. But give me Devontae Parker. He's a much more talented wide receiver.
Scotty.
Yeah, I agree with Matt. You know, I have rest of season ranks. I have Parker 19, and I have Benjamin 26. I like the situation for Benjamin. Might be even be an improvement, but I just feel like Parker has more upside when he's healthy.
Correct.
I'm going to go with Devontae Parker in this category right here. I think I like the situation in Miami a little bit better. I think that, I just think Devontae Parker's a more talented cat. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yesterday, I want to make this clear. Yesterday on the show, we talked about Robert Woods versus the Green Bay wide receivers. And pretty unanimously, it was Robert Woods. Corey came back with, you know, I'd rather Devontae Adams than Robert Woods. I have to assume then, just to be clear to our audience, you're taking Devontae Parker over all the Green Bay wide receivers?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. The Green Bay wide receivers.
No analysis needed.
No analysis needed. Yeah. Exactly. Especially after Monday night, Devontae Parker rising, the Green Bay Packer wide receivers falling. A couple of more for you that I find interesting. Would you rather have Amari Cooper or Devontae Parker, Corey?
That's a tough call right there, because your talent don't show up in the box score.
Both of these guys are talented.
I'm the fantasy executive, speechless for the first time.
I'm going to go Cooper.
You're going to go Cooper, okay.
I'm definitely going to go Parker. The production is there for Cooper. It's just not really outside of one game, I think, maybe two. With Cooper, he's on the cusp now of being a wide receiver three. And Parker, to me, is a clear wide receiver two.
Need that answer, Corey.
I go to Devontae Parker.
Yeah, I'm going to, by the way, this is the one I brought up because I kind of feel strongly. I want to go with Devontae Parker also. I think he's becoming a major part of this offense. And it seems like they're still trying to mix Cooper in and find the spot for him. Devontae Parker's going to come out and have this connection.
I think they're really trying to feed Cooper, and they're trying to do that. I think I'm hoping it's going to play out the rest of the way. I'm going to go with David Carr over
Derek Carr. You love calling him David Carr.
I just, this offense confounding, you know, with the talent that they have. They just can't find a rhythm with their receivers.
There's a couple more. We'll do it on the other side on the radio. We appreciate you checking out the video. Make sure you subscribe. There's a button right under Scott. Make sure you click subscribe for more videos and more insight, including breaking news. Take a break. We'll come back. More from the Roto Experts next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts, happy to be with you here today. We were talking about Devontae Parker and his value going forward, and I think the toughest one we've had thus far is Amari Cooper. And you know, three out of the four of us selected Devontae Parker. Matt, the only one on the island here with Amari Cooper. That was the toughest one. Let's see where we stand on a couple more of these. Would you rather have Devontae Parker, Corey Parson, or Keenan Allen?
Devontae Parker. Keenan Allen. I don't want to say Keenan Allen has been a disappointment so far this season. He has been. Keenan Allen's been a disappointment so far this season, not getting a share of targets we thought he would get. So I would go with Devontae Parker. I don't want to say easily, but I would
relatively
put it like this. I'm making lineup decisions right now, and Keenan Allen is on my bench in the league.
Okay, so there you go. So you're no question about that one. Scotty.
I got Keenan Allen three spots behind Parker, my rest of the season ranks. Yes, he has been frustrating. No longer a wide receiver one, clearly a wide receiver two. And Parker's getting the job done more, period.
Sounds close for you. All right.
I'm going to stay with Keenan Allen. I think it's very close. I could see going Parker. But I'm going to hold out on Keenan Allen. It's been the last couple of weeks where the targets haven't been there. Besides that, before the last 2 weeks, he hadn't seen less than 9 targets. I'm going to stay with him.
You know, I have this affinity for Keenan Allen. I probably can't quit that. So I'm drunk on Keenan Allen. I'll stick with Keenan Allen as well. Who would you rather have? And I'll start with you this time, Matt. Go the other way. Would you rather have Devontae Parker or Devin Funchess?
Give me Devontae Parker. He's more talented and stuff. And Cutler does like to go to him. He's healthy now. So I'm going to say that. I mean, Funchess has gotten the targets. He's now the number one guy there and stuff. But it's not like it's a guarantee that even with the targets, there's going to be success. Like I've stated, the formula, the process was right, but the results don't always come to fruition. So I'm going to go with Devontae Parker.
Scotty.
I actually have them right next to each other, my rest of the season ranks. I have Funchess one spot ahead just because, you know, with Parker, there's always the health concern. And to me, with Funchess, I feel like there's a floor. He's going to be a big target in the red zone. I think the production is going to be comparable, but I feel like I can rely on Funchess a little bit more to stay healthy.
Devontae Parker.
Okay. There you go, Devontae Parker.
There's no real explanation needed.
I mentioned Chris Hogan before. Would you rather have Chris Hogan or Devontae Parker, Scott?
When healthy, to me, it's clearly Hogan.
But that's not the guy. That's not the question, sir.
He's not, but you know, I figure maybe he'll miss another week at most, so I still want Hogan because, to me, he's a top 10 wide receiver when healthy.
I'm going Hogan.
Going Hogan as well?
I'm going Hogan. I'm going with the Tom Brady offense and stuff. To me, yeah, you have to go there.
Okay. Yes, Corey? No one's laughing at him, by the way.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm going to go with Rocky Marciano.
It's amazing. Devontae Parker's been his boy
there
forever.
There you go. I knew that. That's why I knew this was Chris Hogan name was coming at some point, Mr. Sussman.
Devontae Parker's been his boy forever.
I know you was going to get a kick out of me taking Rocky Marciano over Devontae Parker.
I did very much. Just two more to go here for Devontae Parker, and we'll move on. Devontae Parker or Golden Tate?
Oh, that's easy. Golden Tate.
Golden Tate.
Golden Tate or Antonio Brown.
real.
I don't know if I go that far.
Yeah, but, go that far, but yeah,
you know.
All right. So this is the Golden Tate. Easy. Let me ask this, specifically Scotty, who told something earlier. I want to bring that one up. Scott, would you rather have Golden Tate or Jarvis Landry going forward? You told me Jarvis Landry, top six wide receiver. Corey jokes Golden Tate or Antonio Brown. So I want to know, Jarvis Landry or Golden Tate?
I have ranked right next to each other. My rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. I have Landry 6th. I have Tate 7th. And everybody's going to say Tate's not crazy because the yardage has been better. But Landry has been getting in the end zone more consistently. To me, that's the tipping point.
I'm going to go Golden Tate. Look, the guy to me is, as Corey says, and he's just underrated. Look, Landry's great too at that. But give me Golden Tate. He's got 777 receptions in the last 3 weeks. Yardage there. Put one touchdown up.
Tate. Golden Tate is one of my favorite players in the NFL.
I know he is. I don't say you don't mess with Jarvis because you like Jarvis too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jarvis. Exactly. So I think it's interesting that Tate, and Landry, but it's only one spot for you.
You know what, though? Traditionally, these guys have always been probably right next to each other. My rest of the season.
Totally.
Ranks.
Totally.
It's just right now, I feel Landry's more of a scoring threat.
They've been right next to each other, and I feel like in drafts, we've seen them go very similar.
I think
spots
it was like it was the Keenan Allen, Golden Tate, Jarvis Landry.
And
then Landry
later.
Fell
okay.
late.
Yeah.
But pretty much for the most of the draft season, that was like a grouping.
Okay, and I agree with that. Here's the last one. It's going to lead into our next conversation. Devontae Parker or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm going DeAndre Hopkins just on that. Look, if he's going to throw, if he's going to get targeted sooner or later, you know, he's going to come down with enough catches.
I'm already seeing that Tom Savage is not Brock Osweiler, and like I've said in the past, you don't. Like we've seen Hopkins, especially in 2015, play well with some journeyman types that are just not as bad as Osweiler. I still think Hopkins can still be a low-end wide receiver one, you know, if he's going to get this type of volume, so it's definitely Hopkins for me.
It's interesting. So you guys, I mean, I know you said Hop as well, Corey. It's interesting because DeAndre Hopkins had, what, like 16 targets or whatever this past Sunday, and it seems like for you guys, that really cured a lot of your concerns that we had last week when it came to Hopkins, that you saw Savage target him 16 times, but didn't he only catch half of them, Corey? Can we talk about that?
He only caught half of them, but if he's going to continue to get that kind of volume, if he can catch 7 and get a touchdown, you feel what I'm saying? He's going to give you the same.
But they still faced, I mean, it was a Colts defense. It wasn't like it was a mid-range defense. It was the Colts.
That's what you're supposed to do, though, when you face them.
Yeah, the thing about it, the week before, they placed, well, they had
Deshaun Watson.
Then, was there yeah. then, but DeAndre Hopkins, none of these dudes can cover DeAndre Hopkins. It's just a matter of the young man, yeah. Savage, getting the ball to him.
Yeah, and, you know, if they're getting blown out, he'll throw a touchdown to Hopkins in garbage time.
Yeah, I mean, Hopkins takes a hit losing Watkins, but he's still... He's still one of these guys. As long as that volume is there,
he was the number 2 overall wide receiver in fantasy football, in my opinion, before that Watson injury.
Sure.
Now he's about 12th.
He's number 2. He's still a first rounder for you, which is interesting, Scott.
I didn't say a first rounder.
Well,
wide receiver one.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean a first rounder. Yeah. He's still a wide receiver one. Yeah. I'm looking at his schedule. I'm looking at the Texans' schedule right now. A couple of things really stand out as hilarious. Not hilarious to me, but interesting to me. The first, the playoff schedule for DeAndre Hopkins. He faces the 49ers in the dream matchup in week 14. Week 15 and 16, the Jaguars and the Steelers.
Tough going down the stretch. I noticed that also for DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm just not tripping off those dudes when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins.
So interesting. And then
the Jaguars and the Steelers is going to be tough in the playoffs.
No,
you got to play them.
It really is, but you know can't sit them.
That Steeler game, they could be down like 35-7, and he throws a garbage time touchdown to him.
The Steelers could have stuff clinched by then too, and sit people in the second half of that game.
Excellent point.
That's a very good point, given how bad their division is too. Mm-hmm. So that's actually very, very interesting. Yeah, there you go. The other thing really interesting about the schedule this week, you have the Texans at the Rams. Next week, you have against the Cardinals, and then Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens in a matchup we all want to see.
The elite quarterbacks.
Who is putting the damn Ravens on these primetime games?
I have no idea. It's embarrassment, man. It's embarrassment. Okay, so you, Scott, believe that DeAndre Hopkins is still a wide receiver one. That's what you said. Top 12 wide receiver.
Yep.
So I have a bunch of names here, and I want to know where they stand with you with D-Hop. Okay? Wide receiver one. That means you like Jarvis Landry more than DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Matt, do you like Jarvis Landry more than DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm still going to stay with Hopkins.
You're still going to stay with Hopkins. Mr. Parson.
Say it again.
Jarvis Landry or DeAndre Hopkins?
D-Hop.
Golden Tate or DeAndre Hopkins? I know you stand, Scotty.
Golden Tate.
You have Landry ahead.
Golden Tate.
I'm still going to stay. It's very, very close.
Interesting. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs, Matt?
I'm going to go Diggs.
Here it is. There you go.
That's where I'm going to go. Just because I'm assuming he's healthy, coming off this bye, so I'm going to roll. But it's very close. I mean, look, as long as Hopkins, you say, he caught 50% of the passes, look, he's what they have right now. And coming into the season, he was lobbying for Tom Savage. So if Tom Savage is smart enough to just keep throwing him the damn ball, I think that's good enough.
Scott?
I have Diggs three spots ahead of Hopkins.
Three spots ahead of Hopkins. Yeah. Okay. So you like Diggs a little bit more than Hopkins. Yeah. Corey?
D-Hop. Still going to go with D-Hop in this situation. I think it's close, especially, you know what I'm saying, but I'm still going to go with DeAndre Hopkins.
Would you?
I just like, it's just because of Hopkins, just because of Diggs' health.
What about his teammate, Adam Thielen?
D-Hop.
I'm going to go Hopkins. Thielen doesn't score enough for me.
I'm going to stay with Hopkins.
It's a big games, guys. It's a really big games.
He's
really
good, excellent.
Yeah, these are all, you know, I don't think they're...
None of them are egregious.
Yeah.
I got him three spots behind Hopkins.
It's all good either ors.
Thank you.
He's top 15.
I take great pride in that. So there you go. I guess it kind of does it for DeAndre Hopkins because I actually thought you guys would be a little bit lower on him than he was. He has 16 targets, kind of.
I just look at it. What else do they have?
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller's the guy that gets crushed here.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets absolutely.
Yeah. What else do they have? Yeah.
Well, they have Will Fuller. I thought what else they have. They have Will Fuller.
All right, what else is Tom Savage going to work with?
It's kind of like Will Fuller played in a baseball park and they just kept moving the fences back now.
It's unfortunate. Or he basically gets traded from Colorado to, like, Oakland, is what it is in baseball terms. All right, let's take the break, guys. We'll come back. I think we should play Corey's favorite game that we do on the show. Let's go over some running back snap counts. Let's do it.
All right.
We have to do this.
Running back snap counts for week 9. We're looking forward to week 10. We'll do it when we come back here on Running Back Sports.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, it's Roto Experts. And if you are thinking of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single-entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. The free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Gentlemen, are there any snap counts that you're interested in?
Let's start in New Orleans.
You want to start in New Orleans with your boy Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara.
And Mark Ingram.
And Mark Ingram. Your boys. How's that? Is that better for
me? I like that.
All right. Here we go. The 62 is the number between the two of them.
So I don't have to subtract 7 for Peterson anymore.
You don't have 62. To subtract 7 for Peterson anymore.
I'm going to... 62. I'll say 34-28 Ingram.
34-28 Ingram. Scott.
Even split. 31-31.
31-31. Corey.
30. Oh,
Oh, my goodness.
That's bad. Was that 35 to
27?
Ingram as well? Or Kamara?
Kamara.
But Ingram did have more carries than Kamara. I feel like I talked him in that one.
But it was 35?
No, it was 36. 36-26. Mark Ingram had 10 more snaps than Alvin Kamara, which is so interesting because, at least for me, who was watching Red Zone, and to be perfectly clear, it felt like Kamara was on the field every play. I felt that Mark Ingram, it's very funny. I was ready to start off the show on Monday morning being like, Mark Ingram fumbled twice last week. They're starting Alvin Kamara. He's taking over. And then I look at these snap counts, and I'm just like, wait a minute.
You felt that way because Kamara had all the highlights, and you know Kamara's one of those running backs we talk about who can make the most of every touch, and you know it's a perfect timeshare. It's the best timeshare in the league right now.
If there's somebody that owns Ingram and they're nervous in your league, you go out and get him. Look, Kamara is fantastic, and they're both going to have these roles. But Ingram, coming into this past week, was third in touches. So since the post AP trade. Now that's changed with Adrian Peterson getting 37 carries and stuff, but he's still got to be at least top five. So, I mean, he's a guy that's still going to get a heavy workload. He's
yep.
going to catch passes. Both these guys can coexist. I'm starting him, I think, for the fourth time in a row, both these backs on the same lineup. So, I'm not wavering with either.
And on a Saints note, everybody's talking about the Eagles, but the Saints have reeled off 6 wins in a row,
mm-hmm.
and they have the best combination of quarterback, running backs, and defense in the conference.
And they still have Michael Thomas.
Scott hates the Eagles so much.
I don't
amazing.
Hate them. I don't hate
You'll
them.
You'll talk any saying, team up with the Eagles.
I'm just saying, you know, the Eagles, I give them credit for their record, and they're doing what they're supposed to do, but I'm not writing off the Saints either.
Yeah,
you know, if I do my NFC power ranks, the Eagles are number one, okay. but the Saints are number two.
New Orleans is a 2.5-point favorite at Buffalo this weekend. I always
love hearing Matt's Buffalo
I do think they pull it up. I think it's going to be a very, very close
game. Whatever. What happened last week? Trap game against the Jets? What was it?
Honestly, they're not that good of a team. They're a good team. But in an NFL with so much parity and stuff and so many teams that aren't that good, I still believe 8-8, 9-7 is coming.
Corey, it's always crazy to say that the Buffalo Bills have not made the playoffs this millennium.
That's crazy.
Since they benched Doug Flutie.
Since they benched Doug Flutie for Rob Johnson.
Yeah. I had two less playoff wins than the Cowboys. Yeah, in that span.
Millennium.
Yeah.
Scott, do you have a running back, a team that you'd like to go over the snap count for?
Let's go Carolina.
The Carolina Panthers. Remember, Jay Stu fumbled a couple of times, and they got the vote of confidence yesterday from Ron Rivera. So your number, a team that likes to run the ball a hell of a lot. For Carolina, it's 74, Mr. Engel.
I am going to go 44-30 McCaffrey.
44-30 McCaffrey.
Yeah.
54-20.
54-20.
50-24 McCaffrey.
You also McCaffrey?
Yeah, I'm CMC.
You're right there. Both of you guys right there. 53-21 CMC. After those two fumbles, I believe Stewart Beasley got benched.
I mean, I just don't get it. You know, you paid that draft capital for this kid. You know, I don't want to hear he needs to play the kid. He's a young man. Play him.
It's not even just about playing him to me. It's about giving him the football, like on the ground. Like let him be a running back. Let's see what he has.
Well, that's my biggest argument. You can't judge this kid on 3 or 4 carries a game.
Yeah. I agree with that. All right, that's Carolina. Corey, you have a team that you'd like to discuss.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
That'll be an easy one.
The Dallas Cowboys. Alfred Morris had one carry to one snap to Ezekiel Elliott, 62.
All right.
That's easy math.
62 to 1.
I was thinking 61 to 2.
Nah, I don't know. Give me, excuse me. Give me the Jets.
How about the New York Jets? I think that's a good one, Corey. The Jets were very, very interesting, in my opinion. The game was a blowout. I recognize that. Your number is 67, but there's 3 running backs you have to choose from between Matt Forte, Elijah Maguire, and Bilal Powell.
I feel like Bilal Powell was hurt this week. Was he? No, okay. 67.
32-21-14. How did you split that up? Which person?
Is that the math correct?
The math is correct.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Matt Forte, followed by... I'm not looking at that. I'm doing something else. Matt Forte.
I understand.
Followed by... what's the... Dude, the rookie is second.
McGuire.
And then Powell is last.
I will say this. So Corey's number was 32-21-14. 14 McGuire, Powell was his order. I will say this. One of those numbers that he had is exactly correct.
Was it 37 to Forte?
He said 32 to Forte. One of the numbers that Corey gave for those three running backs is on the money correct. Matt.
Okay, so one of them is right. I'll say 7 for McGuire.
Okay.
So that would be 37-23 for Forte.
I feel like I was watching some of this game. Well, obviously. Bits and pieces of it. But I don't remember seeing Powell that much.
Okay.
I really didn't see any of the game.
Yeah.
But you were in Arizona.
Yeah, but... Right.
Scott? One of the numbers Corey gave us was exactly correct.
And the number 67, right?
The number 67, yes, sir.
37 for Powell. 19 for McGuire, no, 37 for Forte, 19 for McGuire, and 11 for Powell.
What confuses me?
One of the numbers
Corey said is correct, and nobody said a number Corey said.
I said 7. I said 7 for McGuire.
I said
he said 21 for McGuire.
No. He said
37 for Forte, right?
You didn't say
one of the numbers for the person was correct.
Right, you didn't say which one.
No, and he didn't say 7. Oh. He said 32-21-14.
Okay.
Oh. I'm very confused. I try to give hints to people. Nevertheless, Corey crushed this one. I mean, he was one number away from being perfect. 32 for Forte, he was on the money. Mm-hmm. Elijah McGuire being second was on the money.
See, I was at that game.
You said 21 snaps. It was 20.
Okay.
20 snaps for Elijah McGuire. 15 snaps for Bilal Powell. It was Elijah McGuire.
He wasn't on the field that
Elijah much. McGuire started this game for the Jets. He was the first running back on the field for the New York Jets. And as I said, had 5 more snaps than Bilal Powell. What do you guys make of that?
Nothing.
Forte's the lead.
But yeah, the Forte's still the lead dog.
Forte's an RB2 right now. Solid RB2 in a PPR. And the other ones you just can't count on.
I agree.
Yeah, Forte is, as much as I've never wanted a piece of him all year.
He's been good.
What about the Colts?
Indianapolis Colts, Scotty wants. Frank Gore, Marlon Mack, 67.
I'm going to say 40 for Gore and 27 for Mack.
And that game is over because you're exactly right. 40 for Frank Gore,
boom.
27 for Marlon Mack. Gore significantly out-snapping Marlon Mack here in this game.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about Marlon Mack. And at some point it's going to happen maybe because Frank Gore is just not going away for whatever reason. You know, this team continues to lose games. And they continue to roll Frank Gore out of there.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, they just got to say, look, Andrew Luck's not coming back. It's time to see this kid play. I mean,
it might not happen until, like, week 14 or 15, the way it's going.
Matt, do you have one more team you'd like us to discuss?
Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's a really good one, so I'm happy that you brought that one up. The Philadelphia Eagles, as I look down my sheet here. Okay.
Did Wendell Smallwood get any carries?
Wendell Smallwood had 6 snaps total in this one. He had 6 snaps, and he was really...
I didn't think he had that much. I saw a lot of that game.
Yeah, he was really the forgotten one here. All right, your number here is 61 between Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, and Corey Clement. The number here is 61.
I'm going to say 21 for Clement, 20 for Blount.
And 20, I mean, 20 for Ajayi as well, then.
Yeah, and then I guess so. Well, actually, I want to say less for Ajayi. I think he got less. So 16 for Ajayi. So I say 23 Clement, 22 Blount, 16 for Ajayi.
25 for Clement, which 16 for Ajayi and 10 for Blount.
Corey Clement led the backfield. You guys are both right about that. 28 snaps. He significantly led this backfield. Jay Ajayi had one more snap than LeGarrette Blount did, oddly enough. 17 for Ajayi, 16 for Blount. The phase-out for LeGarrette Blount began in earnest this past weekend.
Yeah, you can cut LeGarrette Blount, in my opinion.
In my league, he was cut for Martavis Bryant overnight.
I like that move a lot.
You like the? Do you like Martavis Bryant? You back in?
If he's out there, I'm picking him up. I'm not starting, but he's going on my bench, and he's a guy that hopefully, gets more back involved. Like I said, I think this team needs him.
What if your other option, Matt, this week, and this is, so my friend has this conundrum, would you start Martavis Bryant or would you start Will Fuller?
I haven't seen Bryant do anything, so I'll probably roll the dice on Fuller.
Yeah, I feel like Bryant's back in, but not as a starter for the Steelers.
Okay.
He's the wide receiver three. So in a deep league, I would pick him up, but I would not in a lot of 12-team formats. And I would start Fuller.
Hope Fuller catches the touchdown. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more. I'll wrap up the hour coming up next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
And this is interesting. You have a little report this morning, Scotty, that John Mara has instructed his staff to look at the quarterbacks in the NFL draft. And he said Mark Ross, his basically the director of the draft, take a look at Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and all the other guys in the draft, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield.
Lamar Jackson.
I was talking to Emery. Yikes. I was talking to Emery yesterday about that. He thinks Lamar Jackson's number one guy in the draft. Number one quarterback in the draft.
Of course he does. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I could have guessed that. I don't know too much about it. The Jackson kid has been compared to Mike Vick, but you know, how's his game going to translate to the NFL? Is it going to be better? Is he really like the best player in college right now? I don't think so. I like the Baker Mayfield dude.
Yeah, I don't know about him either. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tough with these quarterbacks. You feel what I'm saying?
It's so hard.
A franchise to these dudes, and you know what I'm saying? And you're talking about New York City? That's a make or break there.
I feel like people, like a guy like Josh Allen, I don't think could survive in New York City, given the comments that he's making out there at UCLA. It's funny. Scott, who would have thought 2 years ago, Carson Wentz, who we've heard about, was going to be like the leader of the MVP race right now.
Yeah, and look how nobody thought going into this year that Jared Goff,
MVP talk
that Jared, it's realistic. It's realistic. They're 8-1, and he's playing really well.
Let's see what their record is in Week 17.
Okay,
who do you think MVP's gonna
be? I don't think you would Dak give him
Prescott.
Credit.
Russell Wilson.
I don't know if I could say Dak because Zeke has played all year. You're talking about one guy being a big key to the team. But I think in Week 17 you wouldn't give him credit anyway. But who thought that Jared Goff, would be this, you know, people like excited talking about starting him in fantasy and that the Rams would actually be this good?
Yeah, you know, no one thought the Rams would be this good. So Sean McVay's the coach of the year.
The key, though, and what we don't know from just a non-fantasy perspective is what is going to be Carson Wentz and Jared Goff's ability to handle the atmosphere in the playoffs. I would feel better with Wentz than Goff because I feel like Goff has showed up in the friendly matchups, but it hasn't been all that impressive.
Are the Rams going to make the playoffs? Is that a thing?
I think so.
The Rams will probably be the 4 to 5 seed, even the 3.
You think the Rams have a chance of winning that division?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they certainly have.
They have
in
a
first
very tough stretch coming up though to prove themselves with too.
Players in today, Seattle's not in it. That's wild.
What's that?
So the players started today. Seattle wouldn't be in. That's crazy.
Dallas neither.
Dallas would be.
No, Dallas would be the 6 seed.
Dallas would be the 6 seed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That would be the 6 seed.
Oh, they have a game coming up, Dallas and Seattle. That could be very important in the NFC
Christmas
playoffs.
Eve, I think, yeah. They were actually reviewing on NFL Network and saying the 6 seed might come down to that game.
Well, Dallas is not going to be the 6 seed. Dallas is going to win the NFC East.
I don't know. I don't think so.
They're going to beat Philadelphia twice.
I don't know, man.
That's hopeful more than realistic.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. The
Philadelphia don't feel like, I'm not buying the Eagles.
I know you're not. Not until they beat Dallas. If they beat Dallas,
he's doing
out
of hate. Objectively, I think the Eagles still have more proof.
Objectively, do you think the Rams go in the division?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what?
They did go, so you said
they did lose to the Seahawks at home.
Yep.
If they can go up to Seattle and win that game, they win the division outright. And also,
that's a good point.
But they have a very tough stretch coming up, though. So
a week ago or so,
it's not a slam dunk.
When I brought the point up to you, you laughed at me. You laughed at me when I said that. The Rams go in the division. Seattle has a chance of not making the playoffs. You laughed.
Am I being too reactionary over this Washington
loss? That's what I'm asking.
They can
yeah.
easily turn it around. I want to see how they look tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should wallop this team tomorrow
night.
They can
easily turn it around. The Rams and the Seahawks, it's not easily predictable. It might come down to the game to Seattle, but Seattle's got a better upcoming schedule over the next few weeks than the Rams do.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You have those top seven teams in the NFC, with the Eagles, the Saints, the Vikings, Rams, Panthers are actually in the playoffs. They're 6-3 right now. Cowboys, you have the Seahawks right now at 7. There's seven teams that are 5-3 and better. Directly behind them, the Atlanta Falcons at 4-4, the Detroit Lions at 4-4. Hell of a lot of teams, actually. There's 12 teams in the NFC that are 4-4 or better. Very interesting. That's actually wild.
The NFC is wide open.
So is the AFC. The AFC, you have 10 teams. Like, the Jets are 4-5, and they're a half game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah. You thought they were going to beat the Giants. So, like, that's what the Jets were going to be.
Yeah. You know, it's actually very interesting. 15 teams in the AFC have at least 3 wins, which is not a lot, but it's interesting. The Giants have won.
They have won. One lowly win.
Shucks. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll reset. Coming up next hour is Big Game Challenge, sponsored by DKMS. Light up those phone lines as we go live on television, 844-843-6879. We'll try and give away tickets to the big game. We'll be back right after this.